There's no such thing as time management. One of the biggest issues that small businesses seem to face is the lack of time, or at least the need to cram more into a given amount of time. Of course, we all have the same amount of minutes, hours, days, weeks, months and years available to us, no more than Richard Branson and Alan Sugar. So what do they know that we don't? There is also lots of advice on the internet, articles and even books written on time management, and maybe some of these actually help. For me, it is the phrase that doesn't really work, time management. We can't actually manage time as it is a finite thing moving forward. I'm sure Einstein may have a view on that, but for the purposes of this article, we'll assume that time works this way. All we can do is choose how we use that time effectively, either to benefit us in business or in our personal life. So I guess a better phrase would be time choice. How do you choose what you do with your time? So let's take a look at how you might be able to do that in a better way. At a recent networking meeting, I was introduced to the 4 Ds when dealing with things that come across our desk or that present themselves in life, and these can be used to make a decision about what to do with that thing. So the 4 Ds are do, dump, delegate, or defer. So your first choice is just to do something with whatever is facing you. This then gets it sorted in the moment and frees up your time to go on to the next thing. Dump may seem an obvious one, but take a look at your email inbox, the pile of business cards on your desk, or all those magazines that you've not yet read. Maybe some of those items will be best dumped or deleted, helping you again to free up your time and ease the burden that clutter can sometimes leave you with. Maybe you don't have staff to delegate things to, but there may be things that you could outsource to someone, administrative functions, bookkeeping, or maybe your social media activity. Whilst there would be a level of investment to pass these things on to other service providers, it would free your time up to focus on more beneficial things for your business, like sales and marketing, for example. Defer is just to put something to one side to come back to it at a later date. It may be something that is not urgent or important, but may become that later down the track as a deadline approaches, a tax return, for example. Gmail provides a great tool for this called Inbox, which allows you to push an email away for a certain amount of time, which it then feeds back to you after that period. This is a great tool if you look to operate a zero inbox strategy with your incoming emails. I think these 4 Ds are certainly worth keeping in mind with your day-to-day business and personal activity. Finally, I'm a fan of things to do lists. You can use technology for this, but I prefer good old-fashioned paper and pen. There is still something satisfying crossing off an item on the list that you have achieved. One key thing here is not to overwhelm yourself with a huge long list that actually is going to put you off to start with. You will also need a way of prioritising what is on the list. I use the following 4-box model to determine what to do and when. It looks at the combination of urgent, not urgent, important and not important aspects of your things to do list and helps decide which actions you should take first. An example of important and urgent items could be crises, deadlines or meetings. An example of not important but urgent items could be interruptions, emails, meetings and projects. Something that will be considered to be important and not urgent might be planning and strategy, might be recreation or might be creativity. An example of something that's not important or not urgent is internet surfing, time wasting or avoiding. It should be noted that you don't have to spend all your time on urgent and important things, as when you get on top of things, not everything will fall into this category. You may also prefer to get rid of what you deem to be the worst jobs first so that this clears your mind for some of the easier tasks. Either way, to keep you motivated, you may want to reward yourself for achieving the task that you have set out to do. From a business point of view, is the next action you are taking moving your business forward in the direction you want to take it? If not, why are you taking that action?